This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, Divine Calling. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Can you hear me now? The answer in Cranston, Rhode Island is probably yes, as a result of a recent decision of the First Circuit Court of Appeals. The question was, what are the limits of a city or town's authority to stop the building of a wireless carrier's transmission tower? The case got started when OmniPoint determined that its signal strength fell below minimum standards. A church accepted the carrier's offer of $1,500 a month, allowing it to build a 90-foot tower in what the court called flagpole disguise. But the pole didn't conform to the city's zoning ordinance, and the Zoning Board of Appeals shot it down. OmniPoint sued under the 1996 Telecommunications Act that states that localities may not prohibit the providing of personal wireless service. The city claimed it wasn't prohibiting wireless service since other carriers provided great service in the affected area. But the court found for the carrier, stating that gaps in any one carrier's service area can be closed. So for OmniPoint and the church, it's message and prayers received. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.